السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Muslims are an obvious target of hate mongers. We are minding our own business, to put it in lay language, trying to put our own affairs together in our own countries. And then we have intruders and troublemakers and warmongers who want to pick a fight with us. They know from studying and researching and living with us that our dear Prophet is beloved to us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So it's not enough to have militaries in our countries for these types of people. It's not enough that they occupy Islamic territory. It's not enough that they've stolen a holy land. Nothing seems to be enough for them. They have an unending appetite to offend, to assault, to insult our Islamic history, our Islamic civilization, and the personality that is central to all of this, Abu al-Qasim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Labbaik ya Rasulullah.
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 We feel sorry for adherents, observance of other religions who cannot honor in the depths of their emotions the prophets or the apostles or the religious figures that they belong to. They can't understand, because of that, how we are able to honor and to respect and to dignify the final prophet from the Almighty. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, upon him, and upon his. Fair discussion about what these freedoms mean. Do they want us to believe that assaulting and insulting God's prophets is a freedom? How come other issues are not a freedom? Let's make this, even though brothers and sisters, I have to apologize, I'm short on time. But let's put this in a way that it is understandable by any human being. A husband and a wife are here in this park, and then another man comes to this couple and he begins to flirt in front of the husband with that husband's wife, and he wants to express vulgar language to this husband. Do we say that there is freedom for this to happen?
No.
If we are here, we're in this park here, they say we have freedoms, and there is a legal structure to guarantee that freedom. These people who are saying we enjoy this quote unquote liberal freedom, why can't they drop their pants in this park? Tell them, do you have the freedom to do that? Ask them. And they will say, no, but it's common sense. You can't do something like that. It is indecent. How come is it is indecent in the confines of a private person or a family, but the same language, the same offensive language, is not indecent when it comes to the dearest persons in our hearts, in our souls, and in our minds? Obviously, when you present them with the simple question like that and you put them in the mental contradiction where they belong, you will notice that they have an agenda. They have double standards, they are hypocrites, and they are lying, speaking out of a forked mouth. That's what they are doing. This is the fact of the matter. It is commendable that Muslims everywhere and anywhere show that they respect and are willing to give whatever is necessary to defend and stand up for the person who guided them throughout their lives. That is commendable. But this has to go beyond the emotional response. This has to become a rational response. What is required right now, besides rallies and protests and demonstrations all around the world, what is required is the pursuit, the knowledge by names, by numbers, by facts, of those who stand behind this worldwide defamation of the Quran, of the Prophet, of self-determined Muslims. Who's behind all of this? We want to know their names. Channel your emotions to your minds and research and discover the names of these individuals behind these events. At that time, when that happens, we will have reached the conclusion of this affair. May Allah be with you, may Allah guide you, and our Prophet, dear to us as he is, remains above their ploys, their conspiracies, their master plans. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آل محمد.